We do not have to work in companies that you're aware of. Many of us are entrepreneurs. Many of us are freelancers. Stop asking us how we can afford the phones we use, the cars we drive. We work hard. Go and work hard. Stop harassing us. Stop extorting us. That's all we want. And that's why we're here right now, because we want SARS to stop.
Stop harassing us. Stop extorting us. Very powerful words.
Yes.
Very, very powerful words. That's by the way, that's a report from CNN. CNN's coverage of the NSAS movement.
Yeah.
If you are just hearing that for the first time, maybe you've been living under a rock or wherever you are in the world, you've not heard about it. But NSAS, the whole... Oh, okay, before we forget, let's, this is still the Tech Point Africa podcast. And my name is Muyiwa.
My name is Oluwani Femi.
I'm Emmanuel.
Yeah, so... NSAS, end police brutality, the whole gist. I think everything started last week.
Yes.
With increasing cases of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad.
SAS.
You know, stopping, SAS. Stopping
ironic.
People randomly, checking their phones, telling them to go to their ATMs and withdraw cash for them, killing some
asking,
people.
And then asking what they do for a living.
A living, exactly. And say, how can you afford this car and all of that? So, I mean, that's what has been going on. And of course, because this is like the fourth year running now, that the NSAS hashtag has been going on. And every year, the government says, oh, we have disbanded them, we have done this.
And
but nothing happens. So now
they
people
usually
are tired.
Everything is organic. When there is an outcry like this, just to make people
exactly.
to go back and feel like they are on our side. They've got this.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, it's just promises and promises.
Well, now the youth are just so tired. They are so tired of everything. And now we've been protesting on the streets for almost 2 weeks. I think it started last week.
Yes, it's going into the second week now.
And the government is having their hands full. Crazy stuff. Really,
yes,
really,
no, nobody
really
expected
amazing
it.
Stuff.
Nobody expected it. The thing is, with Nigerians revolting when something happens, like maybe there is fuel subsidy or there is ASUU strike or something is not going wrong. One of the things that comes to a Nigerian mind, especially a young person, is like, I don't want to be at the forefront. So that I will not be armed, I will not be killed. And that thing happens in schools too.
Exactly.
Maybe during Aluta.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to go out. But now, everybody is no longer safe. So they just made the resolve that, let me just go out. If I get killed, fine. Because eventually, if I don't do anything, I will still get killed. So I think that is like the power behind what is going on now. And nobody expected it. Even the youth. They didn't expect this. They just started and felt, let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
But now it has become so real that, something can come out of this.
So I think a few weeks before the protest started, where the NSAS, the SARS operatives were misbehaving. So,
as usual.
I still recalling how this SARS thing has been going on like over the years. Each year it's a repeated thing and all that. So, but this particular protests, the way it has turned out, it's very, very organic. You don't know who is leading who. It does not have a head
exactly.
or a tail. It's
exactly.
That is like my very, very, very idea of how a revolution should look like or a protest should look like.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's even more amazing? When people try to come out like, oh, we are the face of this or we're the leaders, everybody's shutting them off, shutting them down.
Yeah.
Even politicians are trying to ride on it. The revolution now, all of them, everybody's shutting them down.
Yeah.
No leaders. We don't want leaders.
Emmanuel mentioned something earlier in the week. I think it's the quote of a famous writer also that if you want the end of a revolution, show me the face of the person behind it. And I think that is why this has gone
That's
this
true.
Far because there's nobody that can be held. Nobody can be called.
Mm.
And be told what to do, and the person will come back and tell people, this is what the resolve we've made, so go back. And that is what has been causing the end of any NSAS protests that have happened in the past, because there's somebody that can be negotiated with, and they will now come that, okay,
exactly.
let's calm down for them, they can now do something about it. But this time, 2020 is a year.
And it's just so amazing to see that social media, because when it first started, it looked like another social media thing, another social media campaign. But now it has gone into the streets all over Nigeria, outside Nigeria, people in diaspora, protests everywhere.
2 days ago, Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter.
Yeah, it surprised us.
And my mind was blown. Like, no, this is happening.
He even called for people to make contributions, Bitcoin contributions, because apparently there were rumors that, Heritage, you wrote about that. There were rumors that the CBN shut down the Flutterwave link that people were donating money to.
Yeah, so I mean, the whole donation thing started when, I think on the 6th of October or the 4th. So Flutterwave, in the beginning, right, they, through their employees, they donated around 2 million to these protesters, right? Then they opened up to the public, you know, for 2 million naira to the public. They opened up to the public to, you know, get more funds for people that were getting arrested, people that were getting injured and all that. So it became a big thing. They got about 10 million in the space of 1 week, you know, and everything. Then 2 days ago, like, we heard that the CBN called them. Called them to answer for some accusations that were leveled against them, that they were being funded by terrorists, they were, you know, all those kind of stuff. Yeah, it was just funny. But we reached out to them and they said nothing like that happened, right? So we don't know if it's out of fear that they said nothing like that.
That's Flutterwave.
Yeah, Flutterwave. Yeah, we reached out to Flutterwave asking if they were being summoned by the CBN or the government or anything like that. They said, you know, nothing like that happened. Mm-hmm. That was just the servers were going on maintenance, and you know, it's just a maintenance issue.
Yeah.
So they said when the link is up.
But now people have switched to Bitcoin.
Exactly. So yeah, that's the thing. So after, normally it was just you know, wire transfers, you know, and fiat money and everything. But after that Flutterwave issue, people just moved to Bitcoin immediately. The Feminist Coalition group, which is like one of the, you know, spearheaders of this movement, just started receiving via blockchain.com and send cash. So it just became very interesting that people started moving money through Bitcoin, and it looks like, yeah, like what we saw online, that this thing might actually like bring mass adoption of, you know, Bitcoin in the country and all that. So we have to watch out for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think this is just a coincidence, because it was around the same time that Flutterwave link, donation link, started acting up, or as they said, is under maintenance. It was the same time the Feminist Coalition account, donation account, also started having issue. It was blocked to be, and that one started before Flutterwave, before Flutterwave's link was open. So I don't know if it's just a coincidence. So for I don't know. Probably they are not willing to just give a comment about it.
Flutterwave. I don't know if you understand. So the donation link was being moved to the Feminist Coalition was like in charge of the money that was being donated through the Flutterwave donation link. I don't know if you understand. Exactly. So when that
but the Feminist Coalition started receiving donation before Flutterwave came on board. I can recall
definitely. Yeah, yeah, true.
Because
that,
yes.
Okay, so you're saying
it's they could just create a, they could have easily just created a Flutterwave pay link. Anyone can create a Flutterwave pay link.
Exactly.
You know, to receive money. So maybe they just, it's still, what I think what Heritage is saying is, it's still linked to Flutterwave.
Exactly.
In some way. So maybe the rumors have some truth to it, but Flutterwave just chose to deny it, because there were also rumors, but unfounded rumors. I think Emmanuel reported on that, where the chairman of Flutterwave, Tunde Lemo, a former CBN assistant governor, if I'm not mistaken, claimed that he was the one that told Flutterwave to take down the link.
Yeah, because of possible cases of financing terrorism. So,
that's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous to hear that.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous to hear that.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know what is so interesting? Right now, of course, it started with NSAS, police brutality, and then they said SARS was disbanded as usual. And then they said, they've created SWAT. And then people switched to N-SWAT. Because they were like, SWAT is just another name for SARS.
It's interesting enough, the second trending hashtag
after NSAS, like in the space of one day.
Yes, exactly. Like immediately.
Exactly.
Immediately. And the interesting thing is that, I don't know, maybe they feel the internet, as you've said on Tech Point articles before, the internet we never forget. Because when people now began searching, they found out that this same IG, Inspector General of Police, has said something about SWAT sometime in 2019. So it means that there's already an existing...
They were around in 2014.
There's an existing SWAT already.
Yeah, 2014.
Nigeria is supposed to have a SWAT team already now.
It's not as if he's saying it as if like it's a new department.
Exactly, yeah.
Even though it has been existing. So I don't know. All these are just pointing to like something is fishing somewhere. There's a deceit cooking up.
They don't take
but as it is now,
yeah.
There's no end. If you guys can remember, another question that people are asking.
Yeah, if you guys can remember the way it happens with NEPA, they changed name from NEP PLC, NEPA PACM, but it's the same company. When it was changed to PACM, problem has changed name. So it's the same
but
problem.
The difference between that one and that exactly. is that SWAT was already an existing entity. Or is an existing entity since 2014
separate
from SARS. But the way they now did it, like Nifemi said, was that I see they just changed the name from SARS to SWAT. Meanwhile, SWAT has been like here since
SWAT's already existing.
Time memorial.
Existing.
Interesting.
Don't they know we found out?
SARS 2.0. All right.
But you know, one interesting question that keeps coming up is, yes, the protests are very good and it's wonderful to see the energy and all of that. But then... Mm-hmm. How long should the protests go on? Should they end at some point?
Nah.
And okay, is it possible that the protests at some point will lose direction and focus? How do we... Because yes, it's nice to protest and put the pressure on the government, but how do we now ensure a policy change? And that now brings the question of, shouldn't there still be some kind of representatives that can then speak with the government? And I've seen videos of, for example, Davido, the musician, speaking to the IG of police, where he listed the 5 for 5 demands. I've seen claims by other people saying, oh, they've spoken. Because the question is, if we keep protesting and there's
no headway,
nobody to drive that, you know, we don't want them to be able to shut it down.
With the way the things are going, it's left for the government to change the style of their communication. If they are bent on speaking with representatives, I doubt they will get that. Because if any representative go and listen to them and is coming back to give directives to those that are protesting, they are not open to that from what we've seen with Davido.
I'm thinking, how do you suggest reforms and policies?
I think that's what will bring the progress. Because they've not done anything on that list specifically.
Okay, but the question is, even if they say they want to honor it, we can't see changes immediately of the 5 for 5 demands. The 5 for 5 demands.
Like, they have to do things that will make them accountable. Like,
because probably they will still. People listening, the 5 for 5 demands are. I'm trying to pull it up. Sorry about it. Go on, Nifemi, what you're saying.
Okay, so we are just looking for an assurance, like a visible assurance that the government can be held for if they refuse to honor it later in the future. Not just some papers, something probably passed into law or act or something that put our mind at rest that something is going to happen.
Okay, let me read the 5 for 5 demands. Immediate release of all arrested protesters. So far, that one has not been followed. And it's also nice to see how on Twitter, everybody's collaborating.
Yes, professionals.
With different lawyers volunteering all over the country to help. Yeah. So many lawyers volunteering and they're coordinating everything online and they're going to release.
Sorry, something happened recently that I think Louts attacked people during protest and they broke people's phones. Destroyed cars and even informal sector, they are pulling up like people that repair phone are saying people should come and repair their phones for free if it's less than 5,000.
Wow.
Yes, if people are putting up link of their enterprise, mechanics are asking people to come and repair their cars.
Chicken Republic.
Discounted waste.
Interesting.
See, that blew my mind. Like I didn't see this come. People have.
And all
cooking
of this is from
free.
Online, translating to offline.
Yes, yeah. That nobody expected that.
Let me go back to reading the 505 messages. So, immediate release of all protesters, arrested protesters, justice for all deceased victims of police brutality, and appropriate compensation for the families. Now, this one now, yes, the government can commit to it, but you can't see an effect until immediately. You can't
but
see an effect immediately.
To it.
But are they committed to it?
They are not committed to it anymore yet now.
They're setting up an independent body to oversee the investigation and prosecution of all reports of police misconduct within 10 days. Okay. Then, in line with the new police act, psychological evaluation and retraining to be confirmed by an independent body. So that's the clause, to be confirmed by an independent body, because so far the government has been showing IGP and the Lagos State governor with went to visit the President Buhari. They're showing us videos of them committing to psychological evaluation, but we've not seen anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then increase police salary so that they are adequately compensated. Now that one is cannot happen immediately, because we need the police team, for example, with the senators, with how much they earn per month, you know, diverting funds from that, for example, to the police and whatnot. So I don't know. My own question is just
from 1 to 3.
How do we know?
I think they can be done without figureheads.
Yeah.
Or leaders, like representatives from the from the movement.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the setting
you
up
can release
of independent
protesters.
Body or this salary thing, maybe some people can come out and, you know, form like a coalition to oversee something like that. But they've never honored the first, the second, or the third one. They're never showing signs of honoring them. Or they are showing signs, but it's
so that means the protests will have to just go on.
Exactly. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, if they could just release these protesters, at least we will know, okay, these guys are serious.
And that
if
they are releasing protesters because protest and the fellow protesters are, you know, calling their lawyers and all that to do such. It's not that they are releasing them.
Exactly.
Yes, they are not the one releasing them. It's because lawyers are coming to bail them.
So can you imagine? Exactly. Can you imagine that?
So I just want to say that a protest can go on for as long as it can. I can't remember the country, but I think many years ago, maybe while I was growing up, I was just wondering that do people do this? There was a country that people gathered in the city square
for a year,
and they are going on hunger strike. People were falling and
was
dying
it the
in that place.
Arab Spring.
I think it's Arab Spring.
I know the Hong Kong one, which was the last day, was about a year.
People were dying from the hunger strike,
so,
and they continued.
I saw photos on Twitter of people sleeping on the floor in front of the government house.
Yeah.
Yes, they've been sleeping since that first day.
Wow.
So, in my opinion, I think this protest, like Nifemi said, should go on indefinitely. Because low-key, it's not just about answers. It's about the existing structure.
If you ask me.
I know we can't maintain it, but in my opinion...
But you know one thing I feel that will continue to power it is the online noise is always encouraging the energy, which is why now they are now worries and rumors about the internet being shut down.
I think it's just
worries or fears or speculations. Nobody has come to this point.
But it's not far-fetched. I mean, other African countries have done it. So it's not far-fetched.
Even for ridiculous reasons.
Nigeria has
he did an article on how to bypass the internet if it's shut down. Can you quickly run through the ways that people can, if it ever happens in Nigeria?
Yes, so
for those listening in Nigeria.
So yes, it can happen two ways. Either they shut down access to social media platforms or to some specific platforms, or a total shutdown. So whichever happens, there is a way to go around it. The first one, if some platforms are restricted, you can connect
like
to proxies. Yes, like Twitter now, which is like the major push. You can connect to proxy servers or VPNs, like virtual private networks. These ones, they kind of change the location you are, in a way, like mask the location you are and present it as if you are in another place. So it gives, it hides the, it encrypts your location, where signal is coming from or where signal is coming to. So you can act as if you are tweeting from the UK or from the US. So then there are tools, there are apps that can do that with on app stores like Tunnel Beer. Some are paid for and some are free. But with advice, you go for the ones that are paid. Those feel more secured. And if in the extreme case there is like a total lockdown, well, I'll panic. But there's still a way around it. So there was this thing that is done. Yes, it's good news that there was this thing that is done when cyber cafes were still a thing in Nigeria, and that is dial-up connection. That it helps you to connect to internet, to other networking, other internet, local internet areas by dialing from your local number too. Then you just be charged for like call rates. But we're not sure if there are any numbers available now, dial-up numbers available for Nigerian, but I'm sure we have tech geeks in Nigeria. We can find the ones from probably Cameroon, from Sierra Leone, from surrounding countries that we can connect to. And again, you can use decentralized channels, those that use decentralized channels like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and AirDrop, which is for iPhone, Apple devices. That too can download the app from one is like Trusted Bridgify. Can download that one. It helps you communicate through Bluetooth. So yeah, so there is app to everything. But we are hoping that it does not happen, because since I heard about
that's it. We hope it doesn't happen.
Like, for me, I
because I've always wondered what people in Egypt. Is that?
I see, personally, I just feel they can only shut down social media because the internet will affect different sectors.
Then VPNs will work for that.
Sorry?
No, go on.
Yeah, so if they shut down the internet, like the whole internet, it will affect different sectors, like of the economy. I don't know if they want that, if they are ready to risk that for the protests. But I feel maybe the highest they can do is shut down social media. That's what I think.
Like Twitter, Instagram, and all that.
WhatsApp. And then VPNs will work around it.
Yeah.
VPNs like Tunnel Beer and the Turbo VPN work for that.
Definitely.
I think maybe 2018 in Egypt, that was the first thing they did. They first of all shut down some platforms, and when they saw that people were bypassing it, they shut down everything. But I don't know if Nigeria has that mind. I'm hoping they don't. Seriously, I can't imagine not having internet. So yeah, we are hoping.
Anyway, we are living in interesting times. Interesting times where social media activism is translating to the real world. So it's a great time to be alive, and I'm happy to be in this generation.
We'll tell our children about it.
And of course, it's been wonderful. Exactly. And it's been wonderful to see, especially the tech community, because they are one of the most affected, because many of us are freelancers, we work from home, everybody, and there are accusations that we're Yahoo boys because we don't do conventional jobs. So it's been nice to see how the tech community has rallied around it. And of course, every other person that is concerned, and every group that is even joining the Feminist Coalition, everything. So it's just an amazing time, and
even our parents, even the boomers are joining us too, because they are seeing from our point of view.
Exactly.
They are saying things. I was convincing my parents few days ago and telling them how things are going. Like, it's not just blue collar and white collar jobs now. There's not something in between that you can't even trace, and even bringing more money than all those ones. So you can't say people can be earning because you were not earning like this at your age. So that was that is what is causing the profiling. And we just have to make people understand that.
Yeah, so it's a good time. It's a good time. I mean, again, it's not everybody can be on the street protesting. The whole of Nigeria cannot be. So, but there's different ways to protest. You can protest on the streets. You can amplify on social media. You can contribute money. You can educate the boomers and educate everybody around you why this is important. So it's just an amazing time, and it's cool. It's really good. And I don't know if anybody has any other thing to add.
So yeah, there have been reports about a popular Anonymous, a popular hacking group, they call themselves Anonymous. They said they've hacked some Nigerian government websites, and I think they've hacked into the SARS database, reportedly hacked into the SARS database, and they're demanding that the government meets the demands of the protesters
in 72 hours.
Yeah, in 72 hours, or else everything will be made public.
That would be interesting.
To be sincere, I'm looking forward to that.
Evil laugh.
I'm looking forward to that, seriously.
Me too. Everything, you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to say, like, you know, may the souls that, like, left or got killed during this period, may they rest in peace, and our thoughts and prayers with the families.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thoughts and prayers with the families.
Yeah.
One of the demands is for compensation. Of course, compensation cannot bring people back from the dead, but I mean, it will show goodwill from the government if that is
And yeah, I hope so. Great stuff. Because uses results so that those people do not die in vain.
Yeah, I hope so too. Amen. Yeah. So in case you are wondering why we sound different or distant, we are not all recording in the same room. For a while now, of course, when the pandemic started, we were recording remotely, and then we started going back to our studio to record. But because in respect of the protest, we are all staying where we are, and we are recording remotely. So if it sounds like people are talking out of tone, if it sounds like we are talking from a distance, it's because we are recording this remotely, because we just wanted to bring all the information we have to you. I hope you enjoyed it. And of course, I'm happy to be back. Maybe the family should have introduced me.
Yes, right.
Away for a while.
Welcome
so
back.
I'm happy to be back to the podcast. Thank you. I don't think we're not plugging anything today. The only thing is the links to everything we've talked about will be in the episode notes or description, wherever you're listening from. Emmanuel, you can tell them where they can get the podcast if they are listening for the first time.
Yeah, if you're listening to us for the first time, you can get this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Okay, please note that we're no longer on SoundCloud. You can get new episodes on the places I just mentioned, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and several others. So everywhere else you get your podcasts apart from SoundCloud. So yeah, don't forget to like, share, and invite your friends to listen to this discussion. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, and Nifemi and Heritage, last words.
You can't be in the middle here. You have to either support or be against us. But this is the best time to be for us. So you have to keep supporting. If you can go out to protest, go out to protest. Let's end police brutality to Nigerians. And God bless Nigeria. God bless the millennials and the Gen Zs. I'm so proud of us.
Yeah. Awesome. And the Heritage, any last words?
Yeah, if you're going out, be safe.
Yes, be safe.
If you go out, right. be safe. Yeah. Amen.
Be safe, definitely. All right, awesome. It's good to catch up again, and we'll be back by next week. Hopefully, when we're back next week, there'll be so much good news and so much progress would have been made. Yeah. Until then, take care, guys.
Bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.